Okay, so we're going to try to do cover the Tasporos. Let's try to focus on Tasporos for a little while. First, we wanted to compare. We started this on the other day. Compare the Tasporos. This is Tasporos by the Ovel and the Nazir and the Isser of the of Los Hakifu. Right. So it's interesting. In the Rambam, the Rambam used the same exact lashon by Ovel and Nazir, and it means two different things. Right. By the Ovel and the Nazir, he says, Echad ha-migalech v'echad ha-misgalech. Right? But by the Ovel, it means he can't receive the haircut, and he can't give a haircut. Right? But by the Nazir, it means something different. By the Nazir, it means that he's over in Isser for getting his hair cut, and the one who cuts his hair is over in Isser, and it's certain that that's what the Rama means. It's certain that's what the Rama means, because he says it clearly in the Sefer Mitzvos. And it would be sort of strange to say that the Nazir can't be a barber. That would be a strange. Where would that come from? So the difference is what? The difference is obvious, because by the Nazir, there's a shame of his to his para. There's a kiyum. It's an asay, the gadol para, and that's really like an iser cheftza. So the para exists as a halachic cheftza to anyone else as well, to others as well. It's not a personal phenomenon, right? So that's mashra from the psukim like that. Yeah. Because the pasuk says, Ki nezer elokov al rosho. Kol yimei nizro kadosh hu l'Hashem. So, nezer elokov al rosho. And then also you see at the end, when he cuts off his hair, he puts it under the dud mayim. He burns it in the mikdash. It's part of the giluach. You don't just, not just megaleach and throwing away the hair, but it has a certain cheftz over there. What was the pot of water.
What is that?
In the mikdash, some of the cooking utensils. Mm-hmm. I think that's what they do. They burn it under there. Oh, here, no, it says like this. V'gilach ha-nozir pesach ha-omoyed as rosh nizro, v'lokach es-sa'ar rosh nizro, v'nosan al-eish asher tacha zevach ha-shlomim. So, you see, there's a tachas ha-dud, Rashi says, shehu mevashlan bo. Right? They burn the hair under the pot that they're cooking the shlomim in. V'fi sheshalma y'nozir ha-yim mevashlan ba-azor. Yeah. Okay. So you see, there's a cheftza. It's a cheftza of the hair. But by the Ovel, there's no cheftza of the hair. It's a din in the gavra. We have to see what it is exactly, but it's a din in the gavra in terms of the maisa. So it's possible to say he can't be involved in this maisa at all. To him is primarily, but he's also considered being involved in others. There's no din in his hair, per se. There's no din that the Ovel's hair has a kedusha that he's not allowed to touch. Right? It's an involvement in a certain type of activity, like malacha. Like malacha. He can't do other people's malacha either. It's not a din in his malacha. It's a din in the activity. Or washing clothes. He can't... those dinim are not in his belongings, per se. It's in the activity. It does seem, though, if you take a look in the Rambam, it does seem, if you take a look in the Mefarshim on the Rambam and the Mefarshim on that halacha from the Yerushalmi, it does seem like it's a question, though, if the din of the Echad HaMigaleach v'Echad HaMisgaleach is an Isser Malacha, really, essentially, or an Isser under Tasporos. The Rambam seems to hold it's a Tasporos din. Tasporos din. Right, but the other Rishonim, the other Mefarshim do seem to hold that the din in It's really a din in malacha. It's no different than any other malacha. So why is it mentioned on migalech and miskalech? It's mentioned for the heter, that even though it's malacha, it's mutter because of kavod brias. You know what I mean? It's not really a din essentially of tasporas. It's just a din of malacha, that because that's the way it's brought down. It's brought down that the guy is going to that he's the barber and he started cutting the hair, and then he becomes an ovel, so he can finish. Meaning to be matir this malacha because of kavod abrius. It's not brought down for the iser part. It's brought down for the heter part.
Why would that? That's an explanation about why he's putting it in with tasporas.
No, not for the Rambam.
Oh, no.
Not for the Rambam. Okay. If you look like it in the Muki Yosef, I think he was mashma. That it's just and it's a malacha. Mm-hmm. The only thing is the Yerushalmi, Echad Amigalech v'Echad Amiskalech. He says Amigalech hu Uman. V'Apal Pi She'Oser Ba'Asiyas Malacha V'Fi She'Gadol Kavod Abrius She'Docha Los Seishe B'Torah. Now, it's really brought down for the heter. Echad Amigalech v'Echad Amiskalech is different. The Miskalech is because of Tasporas, but the Migalech is because of Malacha. Right, but for both of them, there's a heter for kavod abrius. But just because it says echad amigaleach, echad amiskaleach, they're not learning. It's the same iser. You know what I mean? It's learning. It's in the same place because they both partake of the same heter. But it is mashra from the Rambam though that migaleach and miskaleach is tasporas. There's tasporas. Nafkamina would be like the Radvaz says. Nafkamina would be after 3 days. Although the Ravaz himself seems to be so sure himself. The Ravaz says a strange thing. He says, Echad amigalech v'echad amiskalech, she'osir lo'ovel l'galech es ha'acherim. V'im toma tipuklei she'osir basiyas malacha, yishloma denafka mino l'acha shlosh yomim, she'muta basiyas malacha. Now he says like this, v'gabi nozir nami kosov echad amigalech v'echad amiskalech. Right, so the Ravaz says, he notes, that the Rambam uses the same phrase by the Nozir. Shenemar tar lo yavar al rosho, v'karina be lo yavar v'lo yavir, u'dekavasu osru hataglachas be'ovel, v'afilu lo hayu hamagaleach ovel, osru legaleach es ha'ovel, d'osru l'sayeya yidei ovre avera. See, now he says, it's like he's learning two things out of this Rambam. Echad amigalech v'echad amiskalech. Echad amigalech v'echad amiskalech. First he says, the migalech is the yovel. And he says, but the same term is used by nozir. And over there it means you can't shave the nozir. So why does he bring it down? So it means two different things. Yeah. It just doesn't, I don't understand this red vase. Then he wants to say, that by the ovel also, you're not allowed to shave an ovel. Because that's a misayeya yidei over yaver. But that's not the din by nozir. That's not the din by nozir. Well, it's clear here. Because the Ram says in Reish Tes, Mitzvah Reish Tes, Lo Sasei. Haz Hara Shehuz Har Hanozer Mi Legaleach. Vu Amor Yisar Latar Lo Yavar Al Rosho. Vigam HaMigaleach Rosh Hanozer Loke. Mephisha Migaleach Kim Miskaleach. Right? I mean, it's indisputable what he's saying over here. It says clearly. Ha'azhara shehuzer ha'nozir migaleach v'gam ha'migaleach rosh ha'nozir loke. Right? But that's not a misayeya of the nozir. I don't understand what the Ravaz is saying. It's not a misayeya of the nozir. Does the Ram say Malchus in Hilchus Naziris? Alright, so that's the nozir and the ovel. We'll have to come back to the ovel. I mean, the nozir is clear, seems that's a real case of like an iser hefta, right? That's a real case of like an iser hefta. Because the nozir himself, the only one who really has the iser, the only one who made the neder is the nozir. So he has, he'll be under an iser maisa, right? He can restrict his maisa. But the reason why someone else can't cut his hair is because there's a hefta of kedusha there.
He has both.
I mean, he only gets one malchus, but he has both. Okay. But by the other, we don't say that. The other we have to come back. The other is complicated. We'll come back to it. But in the meantime, maybe we'll take a quick look at the other case of Hakavas Harosh. Right, no, you're right. I mean, you say he's the same as everyone else. It's Nisr Chefza. That's good. Okay, so it's in Perek Yud Beis in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim. So the Rambam says, "What ain megalchin pasi arosh, k'mo shehayu osin ovde kochavim, shema lo sakifu pas roshchem." Okay. And that's like this: Echad hamigaleach peos bilvad, umeniach sear kol harosh, vechad hamigaleach kol harosh, keechad loke, ho vigilach. Ha-peos. So that's the machlokas in the Gemara, right? If you shave the whole head, is that the same thing? Is that usher? You mean, do you have to create that effect? Right. You have to create that effect. So that's what they would do. They would, like, you ever see the old pictures of the monks? Right? Put the bowl. I guess it went back very far. Strange that the monks would do something like that. That's like a pagan origin. But you mean they adopted it to keep the pagans happy? Well, they do. You take a bowl. I don't know what they really do, but you cut all the hair around your from the forehead, from the corner of the forehead, right? Okay. Now it's like this: Bame devorim amurim. Bamedvar Mamurim Beish Hamigaleach. Okay. Beish Hamigaleach. What does that mean? The one who cuts the hair. The man who cuts the hair. Aval Ish. That's Bamedvar Mamurim on the Malkus. Aval Ish Hamisgaleach. So just in case anyone thought Misgaleach meant that you're cutting your own hair, right? It doesn't mean that. It means submitting to, even though it's reflexive, it means submitting to the haircut. Right? Aval ish hamisgaleach eino lokelim kain sayeya lamegaleach. Now the strange thing. Vamagaleach es hakatan loke. It's a strange din. It's a machlokes in the Gemara too, about a katan. But we hold the cut in the Yechayah for cutting a cut's hair. All right, let's just get all the facts. So how does it go again? Yechayev, the Migaleach is Chayev Malkus. The Isha Migaleach is Chayev Malkus. And it doesn't matter if he's cutting the hair of a gadol or a cotton. He'll get Malkus for cutting the hair of a gadol and cutting the hair of a cotton. Okay, and the Misgaleach is only going to be Chayev if he helps. Assists. So he'll only get Malkus if he assists. Now it's like this: Ha isha shegolcha paas rosha ish oshenis galcha petura. Now the woman who shaves the head of the hair, the peos of a man, or allows herself to be shaven, right? Even if she helps, petura. Well, that's a good question. Shenema, I mean, that klal doesn't exist in other halachas, I don't think. It's just a klal in Shabbos. Shenema, lo sakifu pa'as roshchem. Lo sashchis pa'as ziknecha. Kol sheyeshno bibal tashchis, yeshno bibal takif. So the pasuk has both. Don't round the corners of your head, right? Don't round the corners of your head, and don't destroy the corners of your beard, right? And don't destroy the corners of your beard. Whoever is included in the Isser of Baal Tashchis is included in the Isser of Baal Takif. The isha she'ena b'bal tashches l'fi she'en lo zakon ena b'bal takif. And a woman, right? No jokes, okay? And a woman who's not included in b'al tashches because she doesn't have a beard, is not included in Baal Takif. Lefikach ha'avadim hol v'yesh lo hem zakon asurin v'hakafa. Interesting thing. Because they have the mitzvahs like an isha. As an eved, it's chayav and mitzvahs like an isha. But it's not that the isha is intrinsically excluded. It's not that this level of mitzvahs is not applied to a woman. It's just practically she doesn't have she has a patur, but the eved doesn't. Now the Ram goes into mitzvah seishes magom. Yeah. Okay. One second. Now there's one problem with the Rambam. Halacha hey is the problem. Afal pisha isha muteris legaleach paas rosha. Okay, this is what you're asking me, Rami. Afal pisha isha muteris legaleach paas rosha. So the Rambam's saying clearly that what it's 100% mutter for a woman to shave her head, right? Mm-hmm. And some are knowing like that. So, yeah, that's 100% mutter. But, harehi asura legaleach pa'as rosha ish. But she may not shave the head of a man. Vafilu katan asur lo legaleach lo pe'ah. Now, what is this, Isser? What is this Isser? This is the problem. What is this Isser? The Raisa or the Rabbanan? Right? For the Isha to shave a man's head or even a cotton's head? Petura. But is it Usser? That was your question.
No, but I'm saying, for the second clause, Usher Nifkafa, Petura means mother. So now if you're going to say that it is Usser for her to shave a man, that same Petura is being used two different ways for that sentence.
Right. Oh, so you could say she's also like a misayeya, but what about if I had cotton? Still difficult. You mean it's also for the cotton? Oh, to the man. To the man being over.
He's not over it unless he's a misayeya.
No, but it's also for him. He's not going to get mocked, but it's definitely also. It's definitely also. Yeah. So, I mean, I think everyone learns it's Nisid Rabbanan. It's Nisid Rabbanan. I think that's the way everyone learns the Rambam. It's Nisid Rabbanan. Is it Nisir? What's the Isser? Is it Misaye? Or is it a separate Nisid Rabbanan? Whatever it is. But it can't be Nisid Daraisa. It can't be Nisid Daraisa. Well, let's see. Let's think about it. How would it be Nisid Daraisa? You have to say that what? That the pasuk is only excluding her from malchus. But it's difficult. It's difficult. I mean, why should, if it's an isser, it should be chayav malchus, right? Yeah. I think the most sense is the Ravid says it's the Rabbanan. It's not clear what the Ravid is arguing with the Rambam over here though. But I think that's the way the Mefarshim take the Rambam. That is the Rabbanan.
What does he say?
He just says what? Afal pisha isha muteris legalech pas rosha harehi asur legalech pas rosha ish. Afilu katan us. It's hard to say there's an isser. Yeah, what's the isser on the for the katan? See, that's what the Minchas Chinuch goes into. He wants to say that maybe there's an isser deraisa because you're not allowed to like feed a katan the velos. Something that's an issa d'oraisa, you're not allowed to do cotton. D'oraisa. I mean, take it as d'oraisa. But it's not an issa of lo sakifu. It still is a different type of issa.
Do I mean it's a different?
Yeah, it's a separate issa. I think so. Yes, that's interesting. By the cotton, I saw that the thing is the Beis Yosef. He quotes in the Muki Yosef that says that some wanted to know what about shaving a guy. They said, this is the right to shave a guy's head. Just like a cotton. This cotton's also not Bar Chiyuva. Right? What's the Issa D'Raisa, the shave of cutting his head? So some wanted to say, maybe it's an Issa D'Raisa, the shave of guy's head. Sounds wild, right? So he says, no, because the cutting is going to become chayiv in the thing. But still, I mean, what's the... right? So the question is like this. The question is like this. In terms of this lav, in terms of the lav, so... In terms of the lav, you need to have two things, right? You need, in other words, in terms of this lav, there are two elements in this lav. What are the two elements in this lav? What are the two elements to be chayev in this lav, to be chayev malchus? You need to be mitzuva in the lav. You need to be commanded in this lav, obviously. Right? And you need to do what? You need to do the maisa. Okay? You need to do the maisa. Now the maisa, you need to be commanded in the lav and you need to do the maisa. Okay? But what's the pasuk telling you? So what do you see? So let's take the case of the woman. So it says a woman who shaves her own head or a man's head is petura, right? Is petura. Why? Because it says, because the pasuk puts together the Issa Rosh and Issa Zokah, right? So she's not in Baal Tashchis, so she's not in Baal Takif. But what does that mean that she's not in it? What does that mean? It means two things, really. It means that she's not mitzuva in the maisa. She's not mitzuva in the maisa.
The phenomenon of the mitzvah paisa, she doesn't have.
And that's correct. And she doesn't have the cheftza.
So what?
Now, if a man would shave a woman's head, he would not be over an Isser.
But the Pechepsa is in front of her because she's shaving a man's head.
Yeah, that's why I say you need two things. In other words, this Pasuk, when it says, Lo Sakifu Pa'as Roshchem, it's really defining two things at once. It's defining the people who are chayiv in the mitzvah, and it's defining the entity of the Maisa. The entity of the Maisa exists, the entity of the Maisa only exists in the ones who are mitzuva in it. Okay? So in other words, like this, the Torah, the Pasuk doesn't mean you shouldn't shave your own head. Right? That's not even the mashmos of the Pasuk. It's lo sakifu Pa'as Roshchem. Yeah. They shouldn't shave their heads. But that what? In other words, it means like this. That by giving the ones who are who the command is given to is also defining the Cheftza. Okay? What are the Peos? They are the cheftza that exist in the ones that are commanded. Okay? So a woman is not included in the lav, so she has no maisa iser. So for her to shave, a man would not be usher for her. Right? And that's what the Gemara says. Remember we did that Gemara in Kedushin? The Gemara says, Ein shliach. Gemara's question is, do you have a shliach with dvar aveira or not? So the Gemara wants to know, how do you have a case where the guy sending the mishalech will be over the lav, but the shliach is not. So the case was if a man sends a woman to shave a cutting's head. So the Rishonim say there's no difference between whether she's shaving a cutting's head or a guttle's head. It's just you're not going to have a case where she's shaving a guttle's head. That's not a practical case because no guttle would submit to it. But that was the question. That's the case of that's the Gemara's a question of mitzvah shliach l'dvar aveira in that case. Because for the mishalech it's aser, he wouldn't be able to shave the cutting's head, but for the woman it's not, right? So she's not involved in the love. So for her to shave a man's head would not be part of the love. Right? But when it's mutter for her to shave her own head, that's not the same thing. That's not the same thing. That's because since she's not included in the category of the love, her peyos don't have the shame of the cheftza of pa'aschem. Now, as Lo Sakifu is referring to specific peyos, the peyos of the group that the mitzvah relates to. You understand? That's what I was trying to say before. You got to divide it out into two things. There's the mitzvah, there's the ones who are commanded, and then there's the description of the iser itself. Here in the mitzvah, in the command, it's doing both. The tzivo is really doing two things at once. It's selecting a group for the iser, and it's defining the peyos by that group. Right?
It's not saying don't shave peyos, it's saying don't shave your peyos.
That's right. It means the ones who are listening to this, don't shave the peyos of this group. Don't shave. That's right. It's not necessary to shave your own peyos. It's to shave peyos. But now you have to know who has the iser maisa of the shaving the peyos, and whose peyos are also the shave. Right? So that's what the Gemara is machlokas by the katan. Of course, the katan is not under the tzivoy, but he's in the category of the tzivoy. He's in the class of people who are under the tzivoy. So in terms of the lav itself, it's only the gavra who's a bar hachi of the lav right now. But in terms of finding the cheftza,
these are the peyos.
You don't have to be the bar chiyuva for the cheftza. You have to be the bar chiyuva for the tzivoy, but not for the cheftza.
The woman only need the first part to get the woman the ketura, right? The fact that she's not.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It includes both. It includes both. Just like she doesn't have the beard, her peyos are not peyos. That's what it's really saying too. Saying more than just that she doesn't have the maisa.
Why do you need that, though, in order to make her tura?
You don't.
Oh, okay, fine. All right, fine.
You don't need that, but...
It's also true.
It's also true, right. That's the nature of this tzivoy. So... See, that's why I don't think it's a question. That's why maybe it's the answer to the Michal Skunach's question. For a woman to shave the cotton's head... would not be like feeding him a nevela. Would not be like feeding him nevela. Because feeding nevela means you can't do... Feeding nevela means that the maisa that would be usher for the cotton... One second. Now, as he's looking at it, that any maisa that the cotton can't do, were he a gadol, you can't do to him. Right? Any mice that the cutten would do as a guddle that he would be over on, you can't do to him. Right? But if you learn that it's any mice that's usher for you to do, right? Any mice that's usher for you, you can't do to him. So then... She doesn't have this mice. No, I have to think about this. Let's leave the Chesed out for a minute. I have to go back to that later. In other words, when the Rambam is saying Kol Sheyishno Bibal Tashchis, he means the whole Isser, in the whole inyan of the Isser. Not just the Maisa, but the whole, but the Cheftz as well. Because the Isser, the Tzivoy of the Lav, is simultaneously commanding and defining. You know what I'm saying? It's simultaneously addressed to a certain group and defining. But the definition goes by the group. So she's not involved in that whole thing. So therefore, it would be no issa for a man to shave her head either.
Is this always true, though? The definition of who it is and what it is coming together?
Well, but here, of course, it's defined by... It says it that way. Pa'as roshchem.
Right.
It doesn't say lo sakifu peos. It says pas roshchem. Oh, lo sakifu peos means peos is defined just in general.
As a cheftza.
Yeah, the cheftza is not defined by the ones it's speaking to.
Right.
Right. The cheftza is defined. The cheftza is defined by the by heads, right? Not by your heads. So that was a question by the guy. Do you say a guy is part of the same category of man? How far out do you extend this category? But it would seem that they held it had to be related to the tzivoy in some way. You don't have to be under the tzivoy right now, but you have to still be addressed and potentially addressed by the tzivoy at least. Or bekoach. What's unclear is what the misayeya. What's the misayeya? Right? Is the misayeya, is it that there's an isser of a misgaleach? Right? The only thing is, normally a misgaleach is lav she'im b'maisa. Now, is in the lav, is it like two parts to the lav? Not to do the maisa, and the ones who have the cheftza, not to have the maisa done to them. You know what I mean? Like an echad amigaleach v'echad amisgaleach. The only thing is that what? That by the misgaleach, you normally don't have a maisa. So you're not going to get malchus. But if he's misayeya, then it's considered like a maisa. Not really mashma that way. Or is it that being misayeya is helping the miga, is part of the maisa of migaleach? Right? See, by Nazir, the Ram doesn't say anything about helping. Right? Doesn't say the Nazir only gets malchus if he helps. Oh, the second side is that it's really only a mice of a migaleach. But misayeya will make you part, considered like you're part of his mice migaleach. You don't have to do the mice migaleach. You don't have to do the cutting part of the mice migaleach, but you have to be involved in the mice migaleach. Right, but by Nazir doesn't say he only gets malchus if he's a, if he's a, doesn't say he only gets malchus if he's misayeya. Right? Doesn't mention misayeh, as far as I recollect. Nazir shegolach sa'ar, okay, that's him doing it. And then he says, echad amigaleach v'echad amisgaleach. Doesn't say that that he only gets malchus as a misgaleach if he's misayeh. Because there is a real iser on him. What about lav shem v'maisa? Apparently sitting down, apparently submitting to it is enough. I mean, it is a lav. There is a maisa there.
It's weird. You just say, like, I'm going to get a haircut. You know, there is a thing like this is what you.
Okay, so just to sum it up, so the nazir is really an iser cheftza on in the hair. The ovel is a different iser that stems from his. Stems from his key and belave of avelis, it would seem, that involvements in certain types of activities are mafkia the key and shebelave. They go against the key and shebelave, but it's not the maisa. It's not the sayar per se. And by and I'll prove it to you, right? Because by the nazir is only usher on his hair. But by the Avel, you say his fingernails too. Right? His fingernails too. It's not just the hair. That's just a type of an involvement. It apparently extends to the fingernails are also the same type. But by the Nazir, you don't have that. Because it's dafka the hair. And then by the hakafas harosh, that's really just a regular iser maisa. The only thing is, the maisa is defined by the mitzuvah. In other words, the cheftza of the maisa is defined by the. In other words, every iser maisa needs a cheftza too. Right? Basically.
So
basically.
Has an independent definition.
What's that?
Usually has
an independent definition. Right? But here. The very tzivoy of the maisa defines the cheftza of the maisa. So nazir is really a cheftza per se. The hakafas harosh is really maisa per se. Right? It's really maisa. It's just in the formulation of the maisa, there's a limitation on the cheftza of the maisa. right? But by availus, it would seem it's neither. It's a violation of a certain state, right? That's why it doesn't fully. That's why you have other things like the migalech could be usher too, and the fingernails can be derived from the iser of tasparas. Okay, so let's try to go into the details of tasparas. You have a few funny things by the tasparas. Maybe we'll see if we can organize them and figure out the shita. So you have, first of all, you have the tosos who seems to be mechalek between shiva and shloshim with regard to combing the hair, right? So you have combing there. So our tosos seems to be mechalek. The shiva is aser, shloshim is mutter. The mechaber paskins, you can comb your hair all the whole time, no difference. It's always mutter to comb your hair. The Rambam is silent. Mashmah he holds his mutter, because by nazir he brings down the iser. It's a mishnah. Nazir he mentions the iser, doesn't mention it by avelos. Mashmah it's mutter. Right. So that's combing of the hair. That's one issue. Then the other issue is trimming the mustache. The Rambam says it's usur the entire shloshim, right? Like the Ravid. And the Ramban holds it's mutter always. It's always mutter, even during Shiva. It's mutter to shave the hairs that go into your food. Right? Now you take a look. Do you see the tam for the Ramban? He gives a very interesting tam. He says, because that's a lichluch of ochel. You know, you're gonna get dirty. You're gonna become dirty. You ever see people with food in their right? And then the mechaber splits it. He says during shiva it's aser and during shloshim it's mutter. I think the nosei kelim and the mechaber and the shulchan aruch bring down the tam of the Ramban. It's in the Torah Sadam, but it's a little confusing over there. It's hard to dig it out. And then one other thing is you have that the Ravid holds Tasporus is also midaraisa kol shloshim. Right? And then the fingernails is interesting. That we hold that what? We hold, the Rambam holds his mutter to cut your fingernails, the entire shloshim with your teeth, but not with a kli. Right? Now what about on Chol HaMoed? On Chol HaMoed, the Rambam says the Rambam holds mutter even with a kli. Right? So that's an interesting thing. Why? Because it indicates an important thing that it's not considered nivel. Because the tam of the iser, anything that's usher and Chol HaMoed is because you shouldn't come into the regal minuvel. So it's mashma that it's not considered minuvel.
What is it?
Long fingernails, but yet it's usher and
right.
The other thing is what's difficult is what's the difference how you cut them, you know?
If it's the state.
What's the difference how you cut them? Strange story in the Gemara about on Yud Ches on the Aleph about cutting the fingernails, but.